A man struck by a plane taking off from sea ice 140 miles north of Dead Horse on the Beaufort Sea is alive and was able to talk to accident investigators. That's according to the National Transportation Safety Board, which continues to investigate the March 20th plane strike. The man, whose name has not been released, worked at the Arctic Submarine Laboratory supporting exercises during which U.S. and British Navy submarines surface through the sea ice north of Alaska. NTSB investigator Clint Johnson says the man was trying to snap a photo for his kids and was standing behind a snow berm next to an ice runway as the de Havilland DHC-6 Twin Otter took off.
He was going to be leaving the ice within the next couple of days. He did want to get a picture of the small Lego figurines with the airplane in the background.
The man told Johnson he talked to the pilot about taking the photo beforehand, though Johnson says the pilot did not recall the conversation. Johnson describes what the man told him he saw as the plane started taking off.
The airplane accelerated toward him. It didn't climb as he anticipated. The airplane started to turn to the left, which means the left wing got closer to the ground. The next thing he knew is he saw the wing, and that's all that he remembers. He remembered waking up in the medevac helicopter on the way to Dead Horse.
The NTSB report says the pilot and co-pilot heard a loud thump, and they had trouble with the plane's controls. They made an emergency landing back on the airstrip and found the man with serious head and neck injuries. And while the rest of the camp has since been removed from the ice, Johnson says the plane was not flyable and was left behind. He says the Twin Otter was still there as of this morning with substantial damage to its left wing, and there were plans to use a heavy lift helicopter to retrieve it from the drifting and deteriorating sea ice. The plane's owner, Homer Base Bald Mountain Air Service, released a statement about the incident Tuesday, but did not answer questions about the plane's status.